Mr. Beats, what is Shinutsu Lufnitsa Heimar? Money which is found in front of animal merchants. Let's say you're in the marketplace and you see there's some money on the floor, where there are animal merchants, Le'oilo Meiser, they are always considered to be Meiser Sheni money. We're referring to animal merchants which are in Yerushalayim, and Meiser Sheni money has to be spent on food in Yerushalayim to eat it. And one of the most common uses of the Meiser Sheni money was to buy karbonis with it, which they would bring in the Beis HaMikdash and then eat it. Now, considering the Meiser Sheni was a tenth of one's produce, it was now redeemed onto money, but it was a tenth of the value of his total produce, that could come to a very large amount. And most people, if they didn't live in Yerushalayim, they would come to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim. So they would spend, let's say, a week, maximum 2 weeks in Yerushalayim, and then they would return home, and they would only have that week, week and a half, 2 weeks to spend that Meiser Sheni money. But often they wouldn't be able to spend all of it, so they would leave it with people who live in Yerushalayim, either relatives or friends, for them to spend that money on meat and on different food in Yerushalayim. Now, since the most common use of the Meiser Sheni money was for buying karbonos, so if money is found by animal merchants, even not during a Yom Tov, even during the rest of the year, in Yerushalayim, most of the animals which were bought with the Meiser Sheni money. And therefore we follow the principle of Reuv, and so any money which is found near animal merchants is assumed to be Meiser Sheni money. Now the truth is it's not so simple, because once Meiser Sheni money is spent, let's say he buys an animal with the Meiser Sheni money, so now the animal gains the status of a Meiser Sheni animal, whereas the money becomes chulin, it becomes unsanctified. So if money is found by an animal merchant, who said that that money was lost or it fell from somebody before it was spent? Maybe the money was spent on the animal already, and then the person selling the animal, he lost the money over there. So for this, we have to come to another roiv, another majority, and that is that there are more buyers than sellers. And so we assume that it dropped from the majority, meaning the buyers, before it was spent on the animal, and therefore it is assumed to be Meiser Sheni money. The Harabayis, if money is found on Harabayis, where the Beit HaMikdash stands, chulin, it is considered to be chulin, it hasn't got sanctity. The reason being that in general, the majority of money is of course chulin money. So certainly during the rest of the year, this is true. But even around the Yom Tov days, when everybody brings out their Meiser Sheni money to Yerushalayim, even then this money is considered to be chulin, because there's no more reason to assume that the money dropped there very recently on Yom Tov. It could have been dropped 2 weeks ago when most of the money was chulin. And so that money is assumed to be chulin, Yerushalayim. If the money is found anywhere else in Yerushalayim, not on Har Bayis, and not in front of animal merchants, so now it depends. B'shas HaRegel, around the time of Yom Tov itself, and perhaps the few days leading up to Yom Tov, Meiser, that money is assumed to be Meiser Sheni money, because at this time everybody brings up their Meiser Sheni money. And that is the majority of the money. Now, in this case, it's not like Harabayis. In this case, we do assume that the money was lost very recently. The reason being that they would sweep the streets of Yerushalayim. So it can't really be, it's very unlikely that the money was dropped there a while ago, because it would have been sweeped away already, and therefore it is assumed to have dropped very recently. And so the majority of the current day is followed, and that is that the majority of money is Meiser Sheni money. However, during the rest of the year, chulin, that money is certainly presumed to be chulin money, without any sanctity. Mishnah Gimel, the halachas for each different type of korban differ, and one of the laws which vary between different korbanos is the latest time to have eaten that korban. There are certain korbanos which have to be eaten by the end of that night that it's brought, meaning if it's brought in the day, it has to be eaten by the end of that night. And there are some korbanos which you have until the end of the following day, so until sunset the next day, to eat the korbanos. Another one of the laws which differ between different korbanos is the location in which it needs to be eaten. Certain korbanos of high sanctity have to be eaten within the Beis HaMikdash itself, whereas other korbanos can be eaten within the entire Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah tells us that a bosel shenimtza ba'azara, if meat is found in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, so we already know and can assume that it's korban meat, because meat which wasn't korban meat was forbidden to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash or into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, what type of korban is it? So evarin, if you find that the meat is split into limbs, so it's not a full animal, but on the other hand, it's not just small pieces and small slices. It's whole limbs. So oilos, they are considered to be korbanos oila, since the korban oila was brought on the Mizbeach as full limbs. It was first cut, it was split into full limbs, and limb by limb it was brought and burnt onto the Mizbeach. V'chatichos, but if it's cut into smaller pieces, so it's not full limbs, so then chatois, it's assumed to be a korban chatos, because you can see they were cut in order to be eaten. Alright, Birushalayim. If there was meat which was found outside of the Beis HaMikdash but within Yerushalayim, Zivchei Shalomim, it's assumed to be a Korban Shalomim, because most of the meat which was eaten in Yerushalayim was a Korban Shalomim. Korban Shalomim could be eaten even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, whatever happens, any of this meat which you find and has been lost, you're not allowed to eat it. And even if, let's say, you would know that it was definitely not past its time limit for eating, let's say, however you know, for whatever reason, you know that it was slaughtered that day. Nevertheless, you still can't eat it, because that is the halacha when it comes to karbonos, that if it has been lost and not looked after, then it's forbidden to eat it. Rather, it needs to be burned. The question is, when should you burn it? So you have to be concerned that it was slaughtered that day, and then depending on the korban, you'll burn it either the next day, if, for example, it's a type of korban which has to be eaten by the end of that night, or if it's a type of korban, such as a korban shalomim, which can be eaten even the next day, so you'd have to wait until not the next day, but the day after that, in order to burn that meat. Because that is the halacha, that meat which has been left for past its time limit, it's considered to be nosar, and it has to be burned. So the Mishnah says, zevazeh, this and this, whichever type of korban you consider it to be, to ubar tzorosai, its form should be left. You should wait for it to become definite nosar, the yetzilevei sasreifa, and then it will go out to where it is burnt, as with every type of nosar. Alright, and now what happens if nimtza bagavulin? If there was meat which was found in the boundaries, literally, that means outside of Yerushalayim. So evarin, if it is full limbs, then nevelos, one has to be concerned that it's considered to be a nevela, which is an animal which wasn't slaughtered properly. And so it's forbidden to eat, and for that reason it's not cut into pieces. It's in large limbs, it's assumed that it's such because it's going to be fed to the dogs, and that's why it's not cut into pieces for humans to eat. And therefore it will be forbidden to eat it. However, chatichais, if it is cut into pieces, so you can see that it's designated for humans to eat, then mutarais, it is permitted to eat that meat. And it's very important to note that this only applies to a city which is full of Jews. If there are any non-Jews in the city, then it's forbidden to eat that meat because there's a chance that it came from a non-Jew. So it's all very nice that it's designated for humans to eat, but it could be that it was a nevela designated for a non-Jew to eat. And therefore it is forbidden to eat that. Uvashas haregel shabos merubeh. Around the time of Yom Tov, where there is lots of meat, people are eating lots of meat, we're still referring to outside of Yerushalayim, those who couldn't quite make it to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tov. Afivar Mutarin, even full limbs which haven't been sliced are considered permitted, because since there was so much meat, they would often cook the meat as full limbs before actually cutting it into pieces. So as long as that city is full of Jews, that can still be considered a permitted meat, and not a nevela, which again is an animal which died without being slaughtered and is therefore forbidden to be eaten.